The second, spiritual seekers of the Noyim and Melech in the long version. The definition of our lives, your life right now, is everything that you have in your life. All the people that you know in your life and all the things that you have in your life, your worldly possessions, the physical things that you have, all those things define who you are. We always say your name and address, where you're living, the apartment you're living in. It's not just about the apartment, it's the furniture in it. How attached are you to the furniture? Is it your furniture, your chair, your sofa, your television, is it your belongings? When you've got boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, family, connections, they are yours. They're my best friends. That's what we call them. Your best friends, my best friends, your husband, my wife, your wife, his wife. Everyone's got a belonging, and the belonging is our destiny. Now, sometimes you think you belong somewhere, or you think you've got a belonging, but in hindsight, well, it wasn't mine. You had a fling with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You had an ex-husband, ex-wife, but they're not yours anymore because there's no attachment, there's no love, there's no bonds, there's no feelings anymore. There's no good feelings, actually, no loving feelings. It's not yours anymore. You might have some clothes that you used to wear, but you've given those clothes away to the charity shop, to the homeless people, and they're not your clothes anymore. They're somebody else's clothes. They were your clothes, but they're not anymore. So it all depends on how long certain things have been in your life and how attached you are to them. There are some people, some star signs, that will never let go of certain things. Even the rickety chair, even the chair, the table, the desk, even something, it's mine. I'm never going to let go of it. They just don't want to let go of their furniture. Some people won't let go of their full clothes or their shoes. It's mine. I'm not going to let go of it. I bought it. I love it very much. I'll make it work for me. I'll keep hold of it. I don't want to give it away. Certain things that we give away is because it's not really ours. We used it, but now we give it away. It's not relevant to our future. The reason why you keep hold of things is because you're attached to them. But it's not just enough to keep hold of your clothes in the closet or keep hold of furniture. You've got to feel it. It belongs to you. It's yours. If somebody, a thief, came in and stole it, your chair, stole something from your home and apartment, then they've stolen my apartment. They've stolen my belongings. And therefore, you feel the loss of it. But it's not just to feel enough to loss. God forbid you should ever have a robbery. But it's about you now feeling it's mine. It's mine. This is mine. This belongs to me. This is mine. That is mind, body, and spirit. Now, of course, there are certain things that are absolutely irrelevant to our future, to our destiny, to our energy system. But we as earthly people, we keep hold of them. Why? Because it gives us an energy. Sometimes it's gifts. And that's the important factor now of number two. People who have given you something, your husband, your wife gave you wedding presents. They gave you a watch or they gave you a jewelry. They gave you a diamond ring, engagement ring. They own part of you. You belong to them. They belong to you because they've given you something. That earthly attachment is a gift. And that is important. That's why we have engagement rings, wedding rings, because it shows I own you. I'm yours. You see a married woman, a married man with a wedding ring, you know, somebody owns them. Somebody belongs to somebody. I don't say ownership in a dominant, authoritarian way, but I mean ownership in a, it's his, it's hers. It's not, people who don't wear wedding rings means, well, I'm free and single. I'm available. So when we define what we wear, we define it because I want to belong. When you want to fit in with certain people, you go to a church or you go to a synagogue and you want to fit in because you want to belong in the community, you wear the same uniform. The uniformity is a unity energy. I want to belong. I want to fit in. I wear my yarmulke. I wear my skull cap. Or I wear my clothes. Or I wear my this. Or I wear my that. You wear things in order to belong somewhere. We do things in order to belong, to fit in. Now, if you try doing things in an environment where they don't do it, you won't fit in. In certain communities, they don't drink alcohol. So if you try drinking alcohol, you just have a flash of whiskey in a place where they don't drink alcohol. You cannot. If you go to Arab countries, they don't drink alcohol in public. They don't have bars. So if you try doing something in a place where they don't do it, you don't fit in there. Same with your mind, body, and soul. If you try doing something that your soul doesn't want you to do, you feel guilty about it. You feel, well, I don't know, this isn't right for me. You have a guilty thing. Guilt is a very important thing. Guilt means I'm doing something that I know I shouldn't do. I feel embarrassed to do it. It's wrong for me to do it. And we've all got different levels of guilt and understanding of what we do. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you look, maybe especially when you get to midlife and you've got a little bit too much fat, a little bit too much, you put a bit too much weight on, you feel guilty. You feel bad. I should lose it. It's not healthy. It's not good for me. You feel guilty about it because this isn't the real you. You've got an add-on in life. You've got something that has attached itself to you, overweight. You've become overweight, something that's become added on to you that isn't healthy for you. And it isn't the real you. It isn't the beautiful version of you. It isn't the handsome version of you. The reason I give that as a physical is because physical is always an attribute to the spiritual. When somebody is spiritually pure and cleansed, their body looks good and pure and cleansed. They look good. They look good. Their eyes look good. Their body looks good because their soul is good. The windows of the eyes are the windows of the soul. So what we see in physical reality is a manifestation of what's going on inside. When somebody doesn't look good on the outside, something obviously a problem on the inside. Inside and outside is the correlation between mind, body, and soul. So body is the outside physical world. The mind is the connectivity. The mind with the eyes that we see is what connects us between the physical world, and our soul is our spirit inside us, telling us what's right for us and what's wrong for us. So when we're talking about grounding ourselves for the second spiritual secret, living in this moment, is your mind, body, and soul loving everything in your life? And if it's not loving it, or if there's something that irritates you, get rid of it. That's that. Get rid of it. I was talking about pictures. When you go into some people's apartments, some people's, they got pictures on the walls, or your children's bedroom, they got pictures on the walls. You wouldn't have those pictures on your wall because they're for children's pictures. But sometimes when the children grow up, they then throw away those pictures. I don't want those pictures on my wall. I want some grown-up pictures. I want something mature. I want something sensible in my life. What are the pictures in your real life that you're looking at and seeing? And what are the pictures in your soul that is talking to you? We talk it milmala milmata. What is in the higher self should correspond to the physical self. When you've got visitors, and this is now in Jewish communities, when you've got visitors staying with you or coming to visit you, sometimes you have to hide things. Sometimes I have the Jewish rabbi that came to visit, I had to hide my television in the back room, even though he knew the television, I had to take it out of my main room, put it in the back room, because ultra-Orthodox Jewish people don't watch television. They don't have televisions at home. So I had to hide it. I knew it wasn't right for him to be looking at a television in my apartment. So I had to put it in the back room. I put it out of courtesy, out of that. The same applies to your soul. When your soul is in a pure form, you don't need certain things in your life. And in order to refine yourself, in order to purify your own mind, body, and soul, sometimes, and that's what second spiritual secret is about, sometimes we've got to say to yourself, that isn't the real me. That doesn't belong in my apartment. That doesn't belong in my life. Sometimes you just need a couple of days. Sometimes you need 2 or 3 days offline, off the internet, or not watching television. Sometimes you need a week. I need to be detached from something that isn't the real me in order to find purity. Second spiritual secret is mind, body, and soul in this moment right now. And it's one of the reasons why people do go to synagogue, people do go to church, they go to a holy place to pray so that you don't have any distractions. You're not going to find a television screen in a synagogue. You're not going to find a television screen in a church. So detachment. Detachment from the things that are really irrelevant. They're just distractions. Television is very nice. Netflix are very nice. Apple TV, very nice. Lots of things are very nice. Lots of things, they are nice to have in our modern world, in our world that we live in. It is nice. But when you're trying to purify yourself for the second spiritual secret of mind, body, and soul, then certain things are not relevant. And you've got to take mind over matter and detach yourself from them in order to find yourself.